From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Sightline in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the General's Tale Academy, high above the 9x10 board, there circled a sharp-eyed hawk named Sightline, and she watched the one line nobody else remembered to watch. Sightline wasn't a piece you moved. She was the eye that saw a rule, the strange and beautiful law that the two generals may never look straight at each other down an open column with nothing in between. "I'm Sightline," she said, tilting her keen head. "The facing general's rule, Dwalian, the flying general. Here's the secret most beginners miss. If the file between the two generals ever clears, the one whose turn it is can fly their general the whole length and capture the other. So that face-off can never be left standing. There's an invisible thread between the two generals, always. I'm the one who keeps an eye on it." A young player moved a piece off a central file, and Sightline let out a sharp cry. "Look!" The student froze. With that piece gone, the column between the two generals was suddenly open. They faced each other down a clear line. "If it were your turn now," General May, the mentor, said, "you could fly your general straight up and capture. So she can't make that move. It would expose her own general to flying." The student stared. "I didn't even see the line." "Almost no one does," Sightline said, settling her wings. "It's invisible until you train your eye for it. The two generals are always secretly watching each other. I just make sure nobody forgets." The academy instructor asked Sightline to teach a class on noticing. "Our students leave their generals facing and lose in one move," the instructor said. "Will you teach them to see the invisible line?" Sightline was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Before every move, glance up the file between the two generals. Is anything between them? Good. Is it about to clear? Careful, that's the flying general trap, for you or against you. The line is invisible, so you have to choose to look. A student, about to move a blocking piece, paused, glanced up the open file, and saw the danger just in time. "I almost flew right into it," she breathed. Sightline gave a pleased little cry. "But you looked. That's the whole craft. The danger you see coming is a danger you can dodge." After class, Sightline perched high on a rafter, her sharp eyes still sweeping the board out of habit, tracing the invisible threads between the pieces. For a long time, a small loneliness had ridden with her on the high winds. The bold pieces did things, captured, charged, won glory. She only watched. And sometimes the others called her a worrier, always crying, "Careful, look, watch the line," never charging in herself. She'd wondered whether watching was a lesser thing than doing, whether all her noticing made her a nag instead of a hero. But perched there in the cooling air, having caught a danger that would have ended a student's game in a single move, the loneliness warmed into a steady, clear-eyed pride. Her watching was doing, the most important kind. She saw the invisible line so the others didn't have to fall into it. Her noticing wasn't worry. It was care with sharp eyes, a way of keeping everyone she loved safe from the danger they couldn't see. A calm, soaring contentment lifted through her, the quiet joy of the watcher who matters, and Sightline settled her feathers, glad to keep her eyes on the invisible line one more move.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sightline. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.